always good sides. They're always well organised. They've got good players. And he plays the game the right way. You know, got a lot of time for Paul Tisdale. He's obviously he's ahead of me in the list of longest serving managers. And you know, I'm pleased to see him do well, to be honest, because he is. He's a nice fella. He's honest. He works hard. I thought some of the criticism he came in for last season when they were near the bottom of the league when we played them, and then it just shows you what can happen in football. He pushed themselves on and had a good run and did very well. Likewise, this season, obviously they've tailed off a little bit recently, but overall have had a good start and in the top end of the division. So fair play to him. Another long journey, as you say, but we'll do everything we need to do. Travel down on the Friday, train on the way down, prepare right, and take the positives, and there's been plenty of them in every game this season. I don't think I've ever stood in front of you this season and said, you know, we were that poor today or we deserved to lose. We arguably could have took something in every game, a little bit more luck or a little bit more clinical finishing or a little bit more urgent defending, which we got on Tuesday night against a very good Luton side. That's what we've got to do. We'll certainly have to do it again against Exeter because they are one of the top sides. So it's a challenge we're looking forward to. Take the positives, as I say, into this game. And we've had some decent results down the years down here, so it'll be one that we can look forward to and give it our all. Hopefully come back up north or something.
I was going to say, it's a ground where you have done pretty well over the years, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember going there one year. I think we won 3-0. Fleming got two. So it's a good place to play. It's a nice stadium. As I say, we'll prepare right. We always do that. You know, we're still searching for our first away win, and hopefully that's Saturday.
You call for more ruthlessness at the back. You certainly got that on Tuesday, and if you just start scoring goals a bit more freely, then things are coming together, aren't they?
That's right. Football is the way. Your defending is full-time, urgent, disciplined, aggressive, desire, back each other up, communication. Because if you don't and you drop yourself, you can get hit by any team in this division or any team in football. So that's what happened against Stevenage. We were disappointed with the two goals that we conceded. You know, we defended well at other times, but as I say, if you just drop your guard down, you can get the sucker punch, and that's what happened. We were punished. But Tuesday we were excellent, the way we defended as a team. And when called upon, Barry Roach has made a superb save, you know, right on half-time. Going the other way, as I say, the positive is that we're getting into good areas, we're creating good chances, we look a threat. You know, we need a little bit more rub of the green. I remember, you know, Andy Fleming hitting a shot, the keeper's dived and it took a deflection and tickled the other side of the post. You know, sometimes they go in. We've had talking points with regards to penalties in each game. I still think we should have had a penalty at Stevenage. We should have had one on Tuesday night against Luton. And that's going back Arkington at home. We've had big shouts right throughout the season and don't seem to be having that little rub of the game in that department. So there is plenty to be positive about, and we've got to make sure that we continue that. Believe in ourselves. Obviously, we haven't got the points that we've wanted from the games we've played so far, but if we keep believing, keep working hard and keep putting into practice what we're doing, make sure that we have that desire and that aggression when we're defending one end, keep that the same. And when we're going the other way, we've got to make sure that we continue to pose a threat against anyone we come up against, and just make sure that we take more chances than what we're missing at the minute.
Going back to you and Paul Tisdale, I think it's something nearly like 17 years between you, second and third in the list of longest serving managers. That's a real achievement now, isn't it? The way things are going, we've seen plenty of sackings in the last few weeks, and it's quite strange when you two come up against each other to have that sort of time between you.
Yeah, and as I say, we've come up against each other a lot, and I've come up against him obviously when I've played, and he's been the manager of Exeter as well. So I say he's a nice fella. It's great that you know, we got the backing last year, because he did kick on and it was proven. I was really pleased for him. So, but it's nice that you know, both clubs have believed in them, in the managers, and give them the time. And you know, Exeter have produced players, sold players on, developed the training ground, play good football, and he's done well. You know, we're very much a bit different to Exeter in the regards of the size of the clubs, etc. But I like to think that we've moved this club on since I took over, you know, in all departments. So, yeah, really pleased that, you know, we're 1 and 2 in the EFL, longer-serving managers, and long may it continue. I think in this day and age, you only need to lose 3 or 4 games, and fan power and, you know, chairman or owners or whatever they may be, directors of football, get a little bit switchy and hit the panic button. So, as I say, it was a good story for any club to look at with regards to how Exeter recovered last year after the poor start. So, it'd be nice to come up against them again.